Begin the current daf, Masechtas Bava Metzia, daf Ches. Begin 7 lines down from the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara goes back now to make a comment, a reflection from the halacha of our Mishnah, which opened up this Masechta. So Amar Rama Bachama, he says, Zaysem Meres. This tells us, in other words, the Mishnah that says that two people that picked up a lost object, because he's saying he found it, he's saying he found this. You have two people that are picking up a lost object, you see that they both acquire it, and as the halacha is, that they split it, that he gets half and he gets half. And that, meaning when someone picks up something, if he picks it up with the intention that his friend should acquire half of it, what we see from that is ha-magbiya metzil chaveri. If someone picks up a found object for his friend, that must be kana chaveri, that his friend acquires it. Now the Gemara later on is going to ask, where is the inference of Rama Bachama? From which part of the Mishnah did he learn that? But that's what he wants to explain in what you could infer from the halacha of a Mishnah, that when you have two people picking up and one guy is picking up with that his other friend should acquire, that the other friend acquires it through the other one picking it up for him. And he explains, if you would entertain to say that when someone picks up something, he finds a ball on the ground, he says, oh, I'm picking up for this other guy to acquire it. If you would say that his friend would not acquire it, then we should make the case of our Mishnah, where you have two people picking up a talis, you should make this side, in contrast to the other guy, as if it's on the ground, and make the other guy's side as if it's on the ground for the other person. And therefore neither of them should acquire it. And actually whoever wants to now grab it away could grab it away from both of them. Why? Because here you have these two people that are picking up the talis. If you say that when one guy picks it up, the halacha is to acquire something from Hefker, you have to do a kinyan, a full-fledged kinyan, but picking it up has to be totally off the ground. Now, one guy's only picking up one side, the other guy picked up the other side, he says, I found it, but each one picked up half. So if you say that one guy's picking up, he could acquire for the other guy, so he's like his shliach. So he picked up half, and this guy picked it up for him, the other half, fine, I picked up the whole thing. So to him, he picked up half, and the other guy picked it up for him, so he picked up the whole thing. But if you say that each guy cannot acquire it for someone else, so then he's only picking up for himself. What did he pick up? Only half, because the other guy picked up the other half. So he only picked up half the garment, half the talis. That's not a kinyan agbah. That kinyan agbah has to be totally lifted up from the ground. Therefore, you never did a kinyan agbah, neither did he do a kinyan agbah, so none of you acquired it, so someone else could just come and take it away from you. And Lav Shem Amanah, rather, says Rav Mechama, what you could infer is, ha-magbiya metzila chaver kana chaver. If someone picks up a found object for his friend to acquire it, his friend has acquired it. That's how he explains the logic of this halacha, which you can infer from the Mishnah, which the Gemara later on is going to say, from which halacha did he see this concept, which he's explaining the logic of it. On that, Amar Rava, Rava disagrees. He says, Lo'olam Eim Lochea says, truthfully, I would tell you, ha-magbi metzi l'chaver, in general, if someone picks up a found object for his friend, lo'ikon l'chaver, his friend has not acquired it. And that is, in other words, specifically in the case where if someone picked up, his intention was not to acquire it for himself at all, only for this other guy. That is, as the Gemara tells us later in the Fiyurim and Aleph, because that's what's called Tefis L'Bachayiv, B'Mokim Shem Chav L'Acherim. If you're picking up something for somebody, yeah, it might be a schus for him, but it's a fault to everyone else in the world, because now they're not going to be able to get it. That you have no right doing it. So it says Rava, I would tell you that in general, a person cannot acquire a found object for his friend. But V'Hach over here that we learned in the Mishnah, that when two people are picking up a found object, that then they do acquire it. It says, Hayne Tam, and the reason for that is because Migu Dezach LeNafshe, since he could acquire his half that he's picking up for himself, so he could also merit it for that other guy. When he's not meriting it himself, so then you're doing it only for him, so okay, although it's a schus for him and you should be allowed to be Zeich LeAcher, but even without the person's consent, but not when it's causing a fault to everyone else, but you could acquire for yourself, that's for sure. So once you're acquiring for yourself, that half that you're picking up, you could pick it up also with the intention of him. And he could do the same thing on his half. He could pick it up for himself, which he's doing, and also to have the other guy in mind. That's how they're both picking up, and they're both acquiring, and then they're going to split it. But in general, regarding la'acherim, you can't just be zeicha for them. And says Rava, Teda, you should know that even if, like I'm saying, that if you're picking up totally with the intention of only for the other guy, not for yourself, that then the person will not acquire, but when he picks it up for himself and for his friend, then his friend will acquire it because of migui, says, I can prove it. Because from the following halacha, she'ilu amar l'shluchai. Take a case where if somebody tells to his agent, he says, "Tzei v'ganavli, go out and steal from me." V'ganav, and the guy steals. Pater, the one who sent him to steal is actually exempt from the halacha of keifa. Whereas although he's going to be found with the theft, and usually if someone steals his coat with the theft, he has to pay double, he's going to be exempt. Why? Because the halacha is ein shlich dva avera. We don't say that the guy who's doing a sin is considered the agent and the messenger of the one who sent him. The only one that's going to be liable is going to be the one who did himself, who we're calling the shliach. And the reason for that is because divrei rav and divrei talmud, when there's the words of the master, meaning of Hashem, and the words of the student, meaning this person, who do you listen to? You listen to Hashem. This guy is not your mishaleach. Hashem says, I'm your mishaleach. So therefore, the guy who did it is going to be chayav, not the guy who sent him. Now, whereas v'shutvin shaganvu, but when partners steal, in other words, where one of the two partners takes it out of that person's domain of the owner's property with his understanding and his accomplice's understanding, so the Gemara tells them Baba Kamda of Ayin Chesem Abeis that Chayavin, both partners are liable. Now, my time, what's the difference over there? Says Rava, Lav Mishum Damrin, isn't it because it says exactly the concept that I'm saying? In general, a person cannot do something for someone else necessarily, like in the case we're saying over here, Magbiya Mitzil Chaveri says Loikon Chaveri, but when he's acquiring for himself, when this partner is doing it for his partner and for himself, so once he's acquiring the stolen thing for himself, he could also be meriting it for his friend. So Shema Minot says, Rabbi, you could infer this concept that I'm telling you, you don't see from a Mishnah, I could actually tell you, and yet in spite of that, since he's acquiring his half of the talis for himself, then he could acquire it for himself also from Hefker as a mitzia, and that's why they're both acquiring it. Now, based on this, Amar Rava, he goes further. He says, Hashtu de Amrit Amrina Migui. Now that we said that we say this concept of Migui, that since he could acquire for himself, he could acquire, but although it wouldn't be enough, his half, but he could do it with the other person's half. So he says the following halacha, based on that principle. Cherish upikeach shegbiyu mitzia. If a deaf mute and a mentally competent person together pick up a found object, so the halacha is, says Rabbah, that they have acquired it. Even though the lifting, the hakin hagbah of the cheresh, is not a hagbah to acquire things only because of the rabbinic principle of darkei shalom, because ways of peace, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin, that a cheresh shed v'katan, there is halacha of being liable for theft from them only because of darkei shalom. Ways of peace, because according to biblical law, actually they have no kinyan because they don't have das, they don't have intelligence. Now, even so, says Rava, we're going to apply the principle of migud zochel nafshe, and that is mitech shekana cheresh. Since the deaf mute does acquire things, albeit rabbinically, so kana bikech. So because of that, although the bikech is only picking up half and the cheresh is picking up the other half, but since the cheresh acquires it at least rabbinically, so therefore then that'll help for the kinyan of the bikech too. Now the Gemara wonders on this. Bishle mecheresh kana. We understand why the deaf mute acquires his part of the talis. The komag b'lei ben das, because he has an intelligent person who is picking up the other half with the intention of picking it up for both of them, meaning for himself, and migud zochel nafshei, he's being zeichel l'chaveri, meaning for the cheresh too. Now, however, the other end, which is the cheresh that he's picking up, regarding the cheresh himself, you're right, his own hagbah works for himself because of darkei shalom. So he's picking up both halves, one through himself, and one through the bekeach who could do it for him. But the question is, how exactly is the Bekeach going to be acquiring his half in the talis? Because in regards to the Bekeach, the side that the Cheresh is picking up is like it's on the ground. Because the lifting up of the Cheresh is not a Kenyan. It's only rabbinically because of Darkei Shalom that we instituted for the Cheresh himself. But how could that go ahead and help for the Bekeach? So El Eimer Rav, the Gemara says, what you should say is Cheresh Kana, Bekeach Lo Kana. You're right, the deaf mute could acquire, because he's picking up his half, which works for him rabbinically, and the Bekeach is picking up for him too. But the Bekeach will not acquire, because he's only picking up his half. The other half is like he's on the ground, because the Cheresh's Hagbah doesn't work for him, it only works for the Cheresh himself. Now, then the Gemara still asks, but then, umay migui? Then exactly what migui could you say over here that you said, oh, now that we say migui, said Rabba, so now we're going to say migui in this case of a Cheresh Bekeach. What exactly migui can you say over here? In other words, why should the Cheresh even be acquiring it? But the problem is, the Pekeach is not acquiring it for himself to be able to say that once he's acquiring it migui for himself, he'll be able to acquire it for his chaver for the cheresh too. But it's not true because the hagbah of the bikech is not a hagbah because he's not acquiring it for himself because the cheresh's half is not working for him. So it's not working for himself. So how could it work for now the cheresh? So the Gemara answers migui de shnei charoshin ba'amakonu, since, and that's what we're going to say with migui, since we say that two Charoshim, when two Charoshim, one picks up one end, the other one picks up the other end, they do acquire because of their ability of having this Darkei Shalom, and that works for the Halacha of Cheresh, and so the Darkei Shalom works for both of them, so Hainamikani, so you're right, so then we have this Migu too, which is besides the Migu that the Bekech can pick up for himself. He's picking up for this other person, you're right, he's not acquiring it for himself. But since by two Charoshim it does work, so it's going to work even by the Bekech and the Cheresh. Which you want to ask, hi mai. Imtim Slemi, if you're going to say, in other words, even if you were want to say that, which Rava actually doesn't agree to, that Hamagbim Etzila Chaver Kana Chaver, which is even a stronger Chiddush, that even if you would say that someone that picks up a found object for his friend would acquire. Hanemili, that was only said, Hecha de Komagbele Adaiti de Chavre, where his intention of picking up was for that person. So then you could say, even though he's not acquiring himself, so then that other person would acquire. So then you could say with the Bekech and the Cheresh the same thing. Well, even though the Bekech is not acquiring anything, as we said, because the Cheresh's half would not work for him, but even if the Bekech will not work, it could work his picking up for the Cheresh, even though he's not getting anything, and that you could compare to the case of Tucharoshin, but that's only if he's picking it up for that person, that other person to acquire it. But hi, adaiti de de komagbele. Here in this case, the Bekech, who is he really picking it up for? He's picking it up for himself. He only wants the other guy, it should work for the other guy too, because if the other guy's half doesn't work, then his half doesn't either work. So he wants it to work for that other guy too. But his primary intention is for himself to acquire it. Now, if Ihu Loikani, if he himself is not acquiring it, as we explained, because he's only picking up half, the half of the cheresh that's picked up is like it's on the ground, so he could then go ahead and acquire for the other person, his intention is not for the other person, it's only migui that it's for the other person, but it's primarily for him. And if it's not working for him, how could it work for the cheresh? So Ela Emer, rather, the Gemara amends finally and says, actually, the halacha that's being said is mitech shaloikon the bekech. Since the bekech is not acquiring it, loikon the cheresh. So the cheresh is not acquiring it, because you're right. The cheresh's half doesn't work for the bekech, and now the bekech not acquiring it, his half cannot work for the cheresh. Now the Gemara asks, v'chitem, and if you're going to say, so maishno mishnei charoshin da amo, so then why is it any different than when you have two charoshin? Why is it that the cheresh could be kaina if, as we said, that the cheresh really is only working for himself? How could each one's half work for the other person too? Says the Gemara, Hasam Tekinu L'Rabbanan, that was a rabbinic enactment, similar to the primary chiddush of a cheresh, that it's like, when he picks up the whole thing himself, works for himself, that the same thing would work when two cheroshim pick up together, that they will acquire it, so that they don't come to quarrel with those who are going to try to grab it away from them, and say, hey, you guys, you two cheroshim, you picked it up, you know, you're not too pikchen. If you were two mentally competent people, then you both would acquire for each other. But you don't do that. Your hagbah cannot be akin to work for the other person. It's only for yourself. And then we say that no, it's going to work even to charosh and too, because you don't want them to get into fights with people who are trying to grab it away from them. But halacha meimo amr, in this case, however, when the bikech picks up with the cheresh, pikech lekani, halacha meimo amr, here the cheresh is going to say, wait, pikech lekani, if even the mentally competent person didn't acquire, as we explained, it doesn't acquire because the cheresh is picking up doesn't work for the bikech. So no akni, what do you think? My kinyonim are going to be better. He doesn't want to be worse than regular people, but he doesn't think he's going to be better than that. And if we're there, we could say we don't have to institute a rabbinic enactment that the cheresh should have to acquire. With two cheroshim, we have to, because they're not going to understand why by two pikchim it works and two cheroshim it doesn't. So therefore we say, okay, that let them keep it. But when bekech and cheresh, that we're saying, since it doesn't work for bekech, it doesn't work for the cheresh either. Now the Gemara asks, regarding this halacha of Rambam Bochama that began this discussion, Amalei Rav Acha Berider of Adler Rav Ashi says, Diyuki Dirami Bachama, this inference that he had, Mehecha, from which halacha of our Mishnah was he medayik to say, oh, zoyse meres. From there you see that halacha, two people picking things up, oh, must be, how did they each get? Maybe each one's really only picking up half and the other half is like on the floor. Must be that if you're picking up something for the friend, the other person acquires, where does he learn that from? So the Gemara goes through the Mishnah. Ename Mireisha, if you would entertain to say it's from the beginning, from the first halacha of our Mishnah, which was Shnaim Oichzim Metalis, two people holding on to a talis. And so, what I mean, he says he found it. I mean, they both picked up at the same time. Must be that each one's picking up works for the other one. The rails, really, each one didn't do a kinyak ba. At that, the Gemara says, Hasam haikama kula shali va'anog ba'asar kula. There, each one is saying, he says, it's all mine. I picked up the whole thing myself. V'hayamar kula shali va'anog ba'asar kula. And the other guy is saying, no, it's all mine. I picked up the whole thing myself. And therefore, the question is, how could you say over there to entertain that neither of them will acquire it and that another third person could come along and take it away from them if you didn't say this halacha but what do you mean? Each one here is claiming he picked up the whole thing himself. There is no magbim mitzil chaver in this case. They didn't pick it up together. They each claim they picked it up separately. So what would a third party be able to claim over here? In other words, we understand why the other person who was holding on to it could say, no, you didn't pick it up, I picked it up. So therefore, yes, they would have to split it amongst themselves. But how can you entertain to say that a third person coming along could come ahead and grab it away from them? What type of a claim would he have over here? It's not like we're saying that they both picked up at the same time. They're each saying that he picked it up by himself. They picked it up himself. Of course, he has a full-fledged kinyag ba without the necessity of having his friend having picked it up for him. So, rather, the Gemara says, you're right, the deed cannot be from there. Ela mahadik tani, rather from the next halacha of the Mishnah. Mishnah said, zer mekulishli, mezer mekulishli, he says it's all mine, he says all mine. In other words, the first halacha was, he says I found it, he says I found it. Doesn't mean necessarily picked up at the same time. It could be each one saying that he picked it up himself. But the next phraseology was, he says it's all mine, he says it's all mine. Now, hasulamali, says the Gemara, what do you need that for? Rather, from the superfluosity in the Mishnah, you could infer that if someone picks up a lost object for his friend, that his friend has acquired it. In other words, that's why the Mishnah says that they split it, because we say that they both picked it up together. And therefore, each one was a Megbim Mitzia for him and for his friend, and that's why they're both acquiring it. And the reason being is because if you would say the reason why they're being yachleku and he says it's all mine, he says all mine, is because you don't know who's the liar, and therefore it's mammon hamutl basavik, it's doubtful money, which halacha is you split it with a shvua, as we explained in the Gimlam et Alf, that no one should go ahead and just grab his other person's talis. But on that, we already know that from the Reisha. We already know it from when it says ani mitzisya, ani mitzisya. Why then say he says kulishli, he says kulishli? Must be it's referring to a different case, which is when they both picked up at the same time, and therefore you say the halacha of magbim mitzil chaver kan chaver. And that the Gemara says no. But Akim already explained in the previous daf that reisha b'mitzia v'seifa b'mekach memkar. The reisha when he says ani mitzisya, ani mitzisya, that was talking about a case of doubtful who found the lost object. When he says it's all mine, that was regarding commerce. Where there was a chiddush that we explained that we could say that each one was the one that he meant to sell it for, where he gave the money forcibly and he gave it with his consent. That's the chiddush in the halacha that we say, yachleku b'shvua. But it's not going to tell us some other case that when you pick it up at the same time to infer Rabbi Muhammad's halacha. So, Ella Miseifa, rather from the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah then continues and says, Zari Makulishali, Vizem Achetzishali. This one says it's all mine, this one says half of it is mine. So, halacha is that he gets 3/4 and he gets a quarter. No, Hasul Amali says the Gemara, what do you need that for? Well, we can't do basic mathematics. We don't know that regarding what they're contending is what they're going to split in half, which is only half they're contending, and therefore this guy gets 3/4 and he gets 1/4. Ella rather, the Mishnah is serious, Mamina. From the extra halacha that the Mishnah is saying, must be telling us a different halacha, which is a Megbim Mitzil Chaver, Kan Chaver. That when someone picks up a lost object for a found object for his friend acquires it, and he's saying that you picked up 3/4, I picked up 1/4. In other words, that's what he's saying. He's picked up for him. He's saying half is mine, and he's saying all is his. It must be referring to that case, because or else, what do you need it for? And that thing where it says, how do you know this halacha of when he says it's all mine, he says half is mine? That's referring to a case of mitzia, and therefore you want to say, okay, what type of mitzia? Must be that they both picked it up at the same time, and that's how each one's helping for the other person. Maybe it's talking about business. Regarding business, that he's saying, I bought half, and he's saying, no, I bought whole. And that's where we're saying that he'll get 3/4, he'll get 1/4. Now, if you're going to say, but if it's talking about business, what's the necessity of saying that? Of course, that if one bought the whole thing, he's saying he bought the half, that would be the halacha. What would be the chiddush inherent in that? And that's the Gemara, no, itzuch, there would be a chiddush in that halacha. Because, you were thought to say, the guy who said, one guy is saying it's all mine. The other guy's not saying that. He's saying, I'm saying half it is mine. I agree half you bought, but I'm saying half is mine. Lahav kemesh v'aveda. You would think halachically we would view him as what in halacha is called someone who's returning a lost object. With halacha is that he actually doesn't have to take a shvua because I didn't have to come. You didn't have any claim against me. I found this thing on the street. I'm returning this. You're saying there were two of them? I'm saying there was one of them. He doesn't have to take a shvuah. Now, you would think this guy who's saying that half of his would also be like a Mesha Veda, because he could have easily, just as easily, said Kulish Ali, and then he would have gotten half instead of a quarter. And instead he said Chetzich Ali. So it sounds like he's saying the truth, and therefore of a lift, and therefore you would think he would be exempt from the shvuah. Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah is teaching a Chiddush. No. This guy is employing subterfuge. It's a game of his. Savar, he thinks to himself as follows. He says, if I'm going to say it's all mine, I'm going to have to swear. And this guy's a liar. He really doesn't want to have to swear. I'll say like this. I'll make it like I'm being an honest guy, because if I was lying, I would say all of it is mine. And instead, I'll say half it, and I'll be exempt from the Shavuah. That's what the Mishnah is teaching. That's why we say that he's going to have to take a Shavuah, even if he says Chetishli. But it's Toma business, and there's no right to a case of Mitzvah to say it's Toma when both of them are picking at the same time, to infer this Chiddush of a Megbim Mitzvah L'Chaver, is Kana Chaver. So Elamaha, Rav the Gemara says, for the next halacha of the Mishnah, there were two. If there were two people riding on an animal, so there the Mishnah said that they're both equally have a portion as if they're the muchzik in this animal. So we say, achleik b'shvua. So again, says the Gemara, hasul lamali. What is this teaching more than two guys holding on to a talis, which the Mishnah already said? Elam, the Mishnah yisair shemamina, rather must be telling us from the superfluosity of the Mishnah that hamigbim et seil chaver, kan chaver, must be told about that they both picked it up at the same time, this animal, and their kinyan they did at the same moment. So even though each one only doing half of it, the other ones, Kenyan is going to work for the other person, and that we see this concept of nothing more says no. Maybe it's talking about the classic case, and not this new chiddush that Rav Mochama wants to infer of doing at the same time, and must be that you're picking up is going to work for the other person too. But so then, what's the chiddush more than what we didn't know already? It's telling us the reichiv namakani. It's telling us that even riding an animal that, without even pulling it, drawing it, which is akin to Mashiach, because he's not making it move from its place, he's not kicking it with its feet, which is also a type of being manig of Mashiach by forcing it to move, he's just riding, just sitting on it, that's also going to be a kinyan. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, to say that it's equal just as much as someone that's doing Mashiach, and that's why we have to say it. But it's not telling us a case of Magbim Mitzvah L'Chaver, Kana Chaver. So Elam is safer. Rather, the Gemara concludes, and it's from the last halach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, this whole halacha that we said they have to split it with an oath is toma when they're disputing each other and there's no proof. But says the Mishnah, is manchei moedim, when they agree to each other that he has half and he has half, or sheshlan edim, where there's witnesses who verify that he has half and he has half, then cholkim b'lei shvuah, then they split without an oath. Now, explains the Gemara b'mai. What's the case toma? If it's by business dealings, what tzricha l'meima, did we have to say that when two people both buy something in partnership that they split it without an oath? Of course, why do you need to take an oath? They both agree that we bought this in partnership. Rather, it must be talking about by a lost object that they found. And that's what the Mishnah has to tell us, that a third party cannot come along and grab it away from them. Why? Because the Shema Minah, what we're saying is, they both picked it up at the same time. And they're agreeing. We said, we both found it. We agree we're going to share this. Then you could do without a shvuah. So what's the chiddush in that? The chiddush is that their kinyanim, even though he only did half and he did half, his half will work for the other guy and the other guys will work for him, and that no one else could come along and just grab it away. And that was the halacha of Rambam Chamad that we started off the daf with, which is this halacha that is inferring from a Mishnah from the last halacha. Now, as regard to that, as we quoted before, that Rava Amalacha, but Rava would tell you that no, in general, if the one who's picking it up is not intending to acquire any of it for himself, then he cannot acquire it for his friend. Now, although there is this extra superfluous halacha at the end of the Mishnah that's teaching us that when he's picking up his half, it is acquiring for the other person, that's talking about where he's picking it up for himself and for his friend. Then his friend also acquires it. And the reason for that is, as the Rava said, that's because Migi de Zachal Nafshe, that's since he acquires it for himself, Zachal Nam Lachavi could also acquire it for his friend. But in general, if he's not acquiring for himself, that's where Rava disputes Rambam Chama, and he says, if he's just Amigbim Tse Lachaveri, it would not be Kana Chaveri. Now the Gemara continues elucidating the halachas of our Mishnah, which opened up this Masechta. So one of the cases was this concept about two people disputing who's the rightful owner, which we say, Yachleiku B'Shava, that with a Shvua they split it equally. Was Hoyishnaim Reichman, if two people are riding on an animal, he says it's his, he says it's his, so he split it with a Shvua. So related to this halacha, the Gemara brings that Amr Rav Yosef. says, Rabbi Yosef said over that Omri Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said to him, as we continue to Tamid Beis, that Shamet Minei Demar Shmuel Tarti, that Rabbi Yehuda said over to Rabbi Yosef that he heard from the master Shmuel, he heard from him two different halachas. He heard from him the halacha of Rachav, the halacha of someone riding on an animal, and the halacha of Umanik, someone that's leading an animal, pulling the animal. Now, Chad, says Rabbi Yehuda, regarding one of them, Shmuel told me that Kani, that by doing one of these activities, he'll acquire the animal. V'chad, regarding another one, he told me that Loi Kani, that through that he would not acquire the animal. Says Rabbi Yehuda, V'lo yadana haymenau, and I don't know which one was the one that Shmuel told me would be cutting the animal and which one wouldn't be. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Heichadami, what's the case talking about? In other words, if he was saying that regarding these two elements of either riding the animal, leading the animal, he was talking about them separate. In other words, if he was talking about riding the animal and there's no one else leading the animal at the same time, and then someone else from the street comes and grabs away the animal in front of us, the court, and he wants to pull it to be kind for himself, and so to umanig luchudei, when someone himself is leading the animal and no one's riding on the animal at that time, and then someone else comes in front of us, in front of the courts, and grabs it away to acquire it, and now that is what Shmuel said regarding one of these kinyanim, either riding by itself, with nothing, with no one else leading, or leading by itself. One of them would not acquire, and therefore, if someone would grab it away from him, he'd be allowed to keep it, because the guy who was doing what was up until now either riding or leading was not a kinyan. And if that was what Rabbi Yehuda was wondering, which one of these two did Shmuel say is not a kinyan? On that, the Gemara asks, Manig lechudei mi'ika man da'ama loy kani? Would you entertain to say that by just leading an animal, can you even entertain to say that that was the one that's not going to be a kinyan? But that's the classic kinyan called meshicha of drawing an animal, which the Gemara Masechta's Kedushin says, behemen niknas b'meshicha. You acquire an animal by drawing it. So what would the question be to Rabbi Yehuda? Because rather the only one that you could have entertained to say that if regarding one of these Shmuel said the like kana that wouldn't be a kinyan is rachavu deklamem. It's only regarding riding an animal that you could entertain to say that that's the one that Shmuel said, because you could say that for the kinyan of an animal of meshicha of drawing it, you need to have that it picks up its foot and its leg, as the Gemara says in kedushin of chavbeis and beis, which just riding an animal it could be in one place and it wouldn't be moving because of the rider. So, but what would then be Rabbi Yehuda's doubt? If they're each independent, and he's asking which one of these two independently would work as a kinyan or not, obviously it would not be the manik, the one that's pulling, that wouldn't be a kinyan. So that obviously can't be the case. Ella, because then what would be the doubt? Ella racha b'makom manigi boili. Rather, the question that Rabbi Yehuda had was talking about in the situation when there was a rider and a leader. In other words, both of them come in front of us. One guy is riding the animal. One guy is leading the animal. This guy says it's all mine. The other guy says all mine. And that is what Shmuel said, that one of these two have acquired it. And that was Rabbi Yehuda's question, that where they're both there, which one is better? As the Gemara explains, my, what's the halacha? Do we say rachav adav, the one who's riding the animal is better? The hatavispe, he's holding on to the animal. He's on top of it. And therefore, although yes, generally we say that meshicha, leading an animal, pulling it, is a kinyan, maybe that's only where there's no rider. But when there's a rider, we won't say that's a kinyan. And to the contrary, the one who's on top of it, he's riding it, he has the upper hand, and we say that it's his. And actually, meshicha is not going to be a kinyan. Or do we say that no, actually the one who's leading the animal is better, the Azla Machmasei, because it goes because of him. You're right, he's not actually holding the animal itself, but he's leading it, he's making it go because of it, and therefore that's the greater of the two kinyanim. That was what Shmuel said, that one of them is going to work and one not, and that's what Rabbi says, I don't know which one did he tell me which would work and which one would not work. Now, Rabbi Yosef then said, however, that Amli Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda then said to me, he said, Nechzianat, let's see. In other words, he said, we could actually figure out what was it that Shmuel said from another one of Shmuel's teaching. Because the time we learn the Mishnah Masechet, this claim as follows. A manik, if someone leads in doing work, let's say plowing, an ox and a donkey together, which that's a violation of claim. There's a few different types of forbidden mixtures of planting, of breeding, and then there's of working together. You know, I'll have two different species working, doing work together. So if someone does that, he leads the two animals together. So he gets the lashes, the 40 lashes, 39, for getting malchus, for violating the isser of plowing with klayim. Now, vayishiv bakrayin. Let's say someone's just sitting on the wagon. Also, he also gets the malchus of having these animals move with him, that he's on the wagon, of they're not allowed to go ahead and pull him, two different types of animals together. Now, Remeir Petrus Ayesha Bekroin. However, Remeir exempts the one who's just sitting on the wagon because he holds that the guy's not doing anything. He's not causing them to do anything. So just because he's sitting won't give him the violation of Klein. That's what the Mishnah says in Masechtas Klein. Now, says Rabbi Yosef, says that Rabbi Yehuda told him, now, Shmuel actually switched around the attribution of the opinions in that Mishnah, and he actually read it, that actually it was your mayor that said that you're going to be chayiv, and the chacham are the ones that said you're exempt if you were just sitting on the wagon. So says Rabbi Yehuda, Shema Mino, you can infer from this that Shmuel held, Rachib Luchudei Loikani. Just riding on the animal, just sitting on it, just like sitting on the wagon, just sitting on the animal, is not a kinyan. In other words, riding, you didn't do anything. Now, that's why you wouldn't get lashes for the plowing of the animals, because you're not doing anything, you're just on top of it. Now, since the halacha always is that when there's a yachid v'rabban, there's a machlegis in one individual tana with them, rabban, the rabban who disagreed the halacha is like the rabban, so that's why Shmuel switched around the opinions in that Mishnah to explain that it's the rabbanan that says you're going to be potter, because Shmuel holds that rachiv is not doing anything, just riding without leading it, making a move, you didn't do anything. And therefore, it wouldn't be a kinyan by itself. And that's why he wanted to say that the Mishnah and Klaim, who the majority opinion of the Rabbanan, are going to be the ones that say that you're exempt by just riding on the two animals together. So if Reichab is not a kinyan, so for sure, when you're one guy's riding and the other guy's leading, who we know leading of Mashiach is always a kinyan, for sure we're going to say that the one that's not being kinyan is the one that's riding. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I figured out from this halacha of Shmuel what must have been what he told me, that other halacha, that when you have rachav and manik, it's the manik that acquires and not rachav. Now, Amalei Abayla Rabbi Yosef. After Rabbi Yosef finished saying over this halacha story that he said over what Rabbi Yehuda had told him, that originally he wasn't sure what Shmuel said, and then he figured it out. So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, "Hazimnan sagin amritlan." There were many times that you told us over this sugya, this halachic Talmudic discourse of nechzianan, of let's see, where to figure it out on our own what was the Shmuel said. V'lei amritlan mishmei Rabbi Yehuda, and you never told us over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. You said over in your name to resolve the doubt that Rabbi Yehuda had when he told you over this halacha. And now you're suddenly saying it over that it was Rabbi Yehuda who actually figured it out from this other teaching of Shmuel. So Amalei, Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, he said, Ivra, that's true. And meaning like I'm saying now, that it really was Rabbi Yehuda himself who had said Nech Zianan to figure it out. But actually, now that you're jogging my memory, V'dachran and Nami Darmile, now I also recall that I had told him, after he told me this answer to resolve it from that other halach of Shmuel, I said, wait a second. How are you resolving the halacha of that you weren't sure about in Shmuel regarding a guy who's riding an animal? So someone that's sitting on a wagon by saying, oh, that there you see that it's not considered like you did anything. Here also it's like you not like you considered doing anything, and therefore that's not going to be a kinyan, just riding. But there's a difference. Yoshiv leitavis b'maiseira. If someone's sitting on the wagon, he's not even holding on to what Rashi calls kivishtera, which is the rope that you pull an animal and you draw it with. The guy who's sitting in the wagon is not holding on to that. But Rachuv Tafis B'Maiseira, the one who's riding the animal, is holding on to the reins. He's holding on to this rope that you pull an animal with. So maybe that's different. Maybe someone sitting on the wagon is like he's not doing anything. But someone that's sitting on the animal, even if he's not pulling the animal, is not doing Mashiach, is not making a move, but he's holding on to this Maiseira. And therefore, maybe that would be considered Kenyan. How could you prove that's the one that wasn't the Kenyan? V'amalei, and Rabbi Yehuda said to me, says Rabbi Yosef, that Rav Shmuel, Damar Tavayi, they both say, Maiseira Leikani. You can't tell me that that would be a difference between Rochav and Yeshiv, because the one that's Rochav is holding onto the Maiseira, because they both say, when it comes to acquiring a found object, that just holding onto the Maiseira is not going to be a Kenyan. Until you make it move by picking up its foot and its hand, which that's the classic Kenyan of Mashiach. Now, although, as the Gemara will shortly address this point, that by a sale, one actually does acquire an animal when he's the consumer by just having the Maiseira, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Kedushin of Chafei Mebeis, that a Behema Gas, a large animal, is acquired by holding onto the Maiseira, by giving over from the seller to the purchaser, but that's only regarding a sale. But regarding acquiring something from Hefker, that, as the Gemara will shortly explain, that actually Maiseira, the holding on to the reins itself, that rope, would actually not acquire it. And therefore, that can't be the differential you're trying to say between Rachav and Yeshiv. And since we're showing that Shmuel holds by Yeshiv, it's like you're not doing anything, so Rachav is also not doing anything, and therefore that's the one that wasn't a Kenyan. Ikadami, that those say a different version of this previous discussion, that it was actually Rav Yosef that actually said over in his own name this Nechzianan, not in the name of Rav Yehuda. And on that, Omli Abayi Rav Yosef was Abayi who had asked the question to Rav Yosef, which in the first version had Rav Yosef asking to Rav Yehuda, Heche Poshet Ma Rachav Me Yosef, how you, the master of Yosef, were resolving the question of Rachav from Yosef, that Yosef is not doing anything, so to Rachav, writing is not doing anything, and that's the one that's not Kaina. But Yosef Le Tofes Be Meisera, by sitting, okay, that you're really not doing anything, he's not holding on to any rope of the animal. Rachav Tofes Be Meisera, writing, you're holding on to the Meisera, maybe that should be considered that you are doing something, and therefore as a Kenyan. That Amalei, that Rabbi Yisrael responded, Tabaya Hachatani Idi, this is what Idi, who is the name of a sage, had said, Meisera Lekani. That just holding on to the Meisera is not a Kenyan, so you can't use that as a differential, and that's why I can resolve it from the Halach of Yeshiv. Itmanami, so too we learned that Amr Bchelba Amr Afuna, Meisera, regarding holding on to this rope that pulls the animal, Mechaveroi, if you're getting it from your friend, in other words, if it's through a commerce, through a purchase, as we alluded to this halacha before from the Mishnah Maseches Kedushin, then kana. Yes, that would acquire the animal by just holding the Meisera. But b'metzia, like we're discussing, regarding finding a lost object, ubenichse ager, or coming to acquire the assets of a convert who died without any inheritors, and there the halacha is whoever gets to acquire his stuff first gets to hold on to it, there, like Kani, just holding to the Meisera would not be an acquisition in the animal. Now the Gemara explains this by saying, my lashon Meisera. What is the terminology, what's the etymology of this word Meisera, which again is the word for this rope, for this rein that pulls the animal. Amarava, he says, Idi Asberli, the sage Idi explained to me, like a person who gives over something to his friend. In other words, if he's giving it over to the consumer, that is why it's actually called Meisera. It's giving over. When you're giving over, that's where it's going to be a kinyan, as the Gemara explains. It's very well understood that if you're getting the rope being handed from the seller to the purchaser, that would be a kinyan. The kamaser lechaver, because his friend is handing it over. And that's actually why it's called Meisera. But by finding an object or by the assets of a convert, man komaser ledelikni, who's giving it over to him that should be considered acquisition? Just lifting a rope, that's not a kinyan. If you make the animal move, that's a kinyan meshicha. But when someone's handing it over to you, he's giving over the rights by giving you that rope, that is a kinyan, again, only by kinyanim, by mekcha memcha, but by mitzia, that's not going to be a kinyan. Again, therefore, the validity of that proof from the other halacha of Shmuel still stands to prove rachav from Yeshiv. Now, Meisvei, however, the Gemara asks from a halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, which we started this discussion by quoting this halacha from the Mishnah, Hayishnaim reichv nagabe behemah v'chula. The Mishnah said, if there were two people riding on an animal, so then we say, okay, yachloiku b'shvu, they split it with an oath. Now, first the Gemara says, Mani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Elam Reb Meir, if you say that Reb Meir is the Tana of our Mishnah, who he says, as we proved from the Mishnah Masechta's climb, that if someone's sitting on a wagon, that he gets 40 lashes, in other words, he considers sitting on the wagon as if you're doing an action, and therefore, yes, it would also be considered a kinyan, as you see from our Mishnah, and therefore our Mishnah would be like a yachid, meaning only like Reb Meir, which obviously the halacha would not follow like Reb Meir. But the question the Gemara asks is, but if hashta yeshiv kani, if we really know from his halacha Masechta's climb, that he said if someone just sits on a wagon, he gets the lashes, 40 lashes, because it's considered like he's doing something. So if even just sitting would acquire something, because it's like you're doing an action, Sarach of Mibaya, do we have to entertain to say that when he's riding an animal, it's going to be a kinyan, it's like you're doing something? Of course it would be. Why? So therefore, why do we need to teach Reb Meir's halacha two times? We already even know that Yeshiv is a kinyan from Klaim. Why over here would we have to say Reich, which we said the whole reason why it's an extra halacha in our Mishnah, as we taught previously, is just to allude to this concept that Reich is kinyan. Of course it's going to be kinyan. Elalav Rabbanan, rather infers the Gemara, which proves the Gemara's question, it must be going like the Rabbanan. Ushma Minah, and therefore you can infer from that when do the Rabbanan say in the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim that you putter? That's when you're sitting on the wagon. But Rachuv Kani, but if you're riding the animal, then you are considered doing something, and you will acquire it as the Halacha of Mishnah teaches. And therefore that refutes Rav Yehuda, who he resolved Reichiv from Yeshiv as if they're the same. We see clearly from the opinion of the Rabbanan that they're not the same. Because we see the Rabbanan hold that Yeshiv is like you're not doing something, and Reishiv is like you're doing something. Because you can't be on Mishnah like Remeir, because of course it would be kind of. Why would you have to say it? Yeshiv is kind of a Shul Reishiv. So it's like the Rabbanan, and we see that there is a difference. So how could Rabbi Yehuda prove, according to this opinion, that Shmuel was going like, oh, if he holds that regarding to sitting on the wagon, it's not considered doing something, so Shul Reishiv is not. But see, we see clearly from the Rabbanan that there is a difference. So the Gemara says, what's the case we're talking about in our Mishnah is bemanig beraglov. It's not just a guy who's just riding on the animal. Maybe riding is the same as sitting. Here we're talking about when we're saying the guy who's riding the animal is he's acquiring it through the kinyan of mishicha, of making the animal move by drawing it. How so? Because when he's riding the animal, he kicks it with its feet and it goes, as those who ride horses know, kick it, and it's going because of him, so that's why he's actually acquiring it. But maybe just riding the animal, you're right, the Chacham would hold it, it's not a kinyan, and here it's being kinda because of a manik, of making him move. So the Gemara says, hachayin a manik. Well, if that's the case, then it's actually not because of riding the animal, it's because of making it move. So the Mishnah should have said, not, or if two people are riding the animal, it should have said, oichayushne manhigim, or if there's two people leading the animal, because who cares if you're leading it by pulling it or by sitting on it? Ultimately, you're saying that he's being kinder because of manik, so why call him shneim shayurechven, that we're riding on it, which is a little bit misleading. So that the Gemara says, that no, trei gavni manik, there's actually two ways of leading an animal. Now, but moreover, the reason why we specifically said it in the way of riding is because if we had only said that if or both are leading, that then they split the animal, so we wouldn't have known this halacha. Why? Because ma'av detema, then what we would have thought to say that if let's say you have the other case of the Mishnah where one is riding the animal and one is leading, we would have thought to say that rachav aduf, that the one who's riding the animal is better. Why? Because as we just explained, the one who's riding is not just riding, he's also leading the animal because he's kicking it. So he's actually better than the one who's leading the animal because not only is he leading the animal, he's also holding on, he's sitting on the animal itself. And therefore we would think to say that he's better than the one who's leading. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that no, rachav is a kinyan of manig, which you have by both of them riding the animal, which you have just as well when one's leading and one's riding, where again it's the same kinyan of manning, and therefore there's no difference if he's sitting or if he's leading, and therefore that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So ultimately there's no refutation of Rav Yehuda, because we could still say that the kinyan of Reichiv is the same as the kinyan of Yeshiv, and still the halacha of our Mishnah is like Rabbanan, because again if it's like a mayor, there would be no necessity of saying it, because he holds Yeshiv is kind of a Shul Reichiv. So don't we see that the Rabbanan hold Yeshiv is not doing anything, Reichiv is doing something? No. Regular Reichiv maybe also is not considered doing anything. But here the Reichiv is a Reichiv that's not only riding on the animal, it's not only sitting, it's also leading it. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. He's also a manik. And the chiddush of that is inherent, is saying that it's not any better than the one who's leading. They're both coming from the same kinyan of manik.